Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting second. The right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Stewart. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Skinner. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Dick Grote. Batting eighth. The catcher, Danny Kravitz. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Friend. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Bob Friend. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The right fielder, Chuck Tanner. Batting third. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Johnny Gorrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Drott. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Drott. And now, play ball. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon takes first base on ball four. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente hits a pop-up towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner takes first base on ball four. Verdon moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Verdon. Tanner reaches second base with a double. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a pop-up towards short. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski hits a fly ball into right field. Tanner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny Kravitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kravitz hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend strikes out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-for-1 in the game. Clemente strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Drott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drott bunts towards the mound. Friend fields it and throws to first for the out. Gorrell moves to second. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Tanner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gorrell scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tanner. The throw from Kravitz and he is safe. Tanner steals second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-1 in the game. Stewart hits a fly ball into right field. Tanner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Skinner strikes out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Morin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Taylor moves to second. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Taylor scores. Morin moves to second. It's 2-0, Cubs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-1 in the game. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Morin moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gorrell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Morin scores. It's 3-0, Cubs. Dick Drott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drott is 0-for-0 in the game. Drott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gorrell moves to second. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Taylor hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-1 in the game. Mazeroski hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Cubs. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0-for-1 in the game. Groat hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Kravitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kravitz is 0-for-1 in the game. Kravitz hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 0-for-1 in the game. Friend hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson. Friend reaches second base with a double. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Verdon hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Tanner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tanner moves to third. Banks moves to second. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Taylor strikes out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Morin is walked intentionally. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tanner tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Cubs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Banks moves to third. Morin moves to second. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-2 in the game. Long is walked intentionally. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Gorrell takes first base on ball 4. Banks scores. Morin moves to third. Long moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.